Ray Limmer, welcome to the programme.
Hi. Even if we're well attuned with the crooked ways that led us here, we have so much yet to learn. We have to get to know each other. Love each other.
You've just released a new album and it's called, in French, Transcendance, in English, Transcendence. We've got some trance and we've got some dance in there. But tell me why you called it Transcendence.
I called it Transcendence because so far I've always been guided by music sellers. And in the first place, I was in the world music box. And then they said, you know, Ray, you don't sound simple enough. You're kind of too sophisticated for the world music box. Don't you think that we should move you into the jazz box? I said, jazz box? I don't really feel like a jazz musician, but if you think so, fine. So I made the effort to move to the jazz box. I came to Paris in 82. And so far, I've always been moved around by music sellers. I think maybe it's time for me to make an album where I just put on the table all my loves. I don't mind, I don't care about anything. I just put my loves on the table.
You mean the musical genres that you
love?
Yes. Afrobeat, jazz, no, rock.
I call them love because very often people ask me, Ray, why do you play with Nawaz? Ray, why do you play with this one? It's very difficult to answer for me because I just fall in love. Very often I fall in love with music or with a person. And when you fall in love, you don't wonder, why did I fall in love? You just follow your love. That's what I was doing.
Okay, so you're transcending some of the categories that people might have wanted to put you in, and yes, you're putting all the loves, all the musical loves of your career into this album.
Just flat on the table. For the first title, Transcendence, in fact, it's a title that I wrote thinking of Fela, because I owe him a lot, I have to say. That guy, I met him personally, and the way he moved into music and his message and his musical philosophy, everything appeals to me. And for the last three albums, I think, I always have a title that reminds Fela.
Two of the tracks on this album specifically evoke your native DRC. We have Congo's Rhapsody. Rhapsody is like a one-movement piece of music with lots of different moods.
Yes.
And we've got that here. But what is it of the Congo that you've put into that piece of music?
I'm Bamboma, and that's a rhythm from my Bamboma ancestry. And in this piece, I tried to make a contrast between the melody and the rhythm. The rhythm is very fast, and the melody is very slow.
Just based on four notes?
Really, just four notes. Just to make the rhythm, the complexity of the rhythm, stand out. I needed that melody that just down, 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 down. And for the first time, I have Congolese calling me for an instrumental music, because that piece is just an instrumental piece, and Congolese till today, they don't know how to listen to just instrumental pieces. This is the first time I'm so happy with the Congo Rhapsody. I'm receiving a lot of calls about telling me that, oh wow, right, you know that this piece is really Congolese. And for me, I don't know how to call it, if it's a reward or what, but it's so great for me.
That's very interesting, because I remember you saying to me in 2013 that instrumentalists on the African continent were considered to be almost second-class citizens in the music world, that only vocalists really counted. So there's progress then.
Definitely progress, really, definitely.
Let's listen to another track on the album. It's called Kivu's Blues. Kivu, a region still deeply affected by conflict. What is the message that you're wanting to get across in that track?
The message that I want to put across is, you know, this year, there was a journalist that was killed in the Turkish embassy.
The Saudi Arabian embassy in Turkey.
Yes, in Turkey.
Khashoggi.
And the whole world was so moved by that thing. And in Congo, right now, I think we're over 6 million dead. 6 million. And it doesn't move anybody. It's just something that's there. And I don't understand why the whole world would get so moved by the death of one person, and 6 million Congolese die, and it doesn't mean anything. That's what I'm trying to understand. I hope that someday someone is going to tell me what it means for the world to have Congolese die. It has to have some meaning. That is linked with all these big companies from all over the world, because in the east of Congo you have Chinese, Americans, Japanese, Indians. They're all there exploiting all the mines. And the Congolese government, they just sell pieces of land to those different companies, and those companies, they hire kids from around. It's not something really organized, no. They just hire kids, and the kids just go digging like you dig in your garden. And I don't understand how the world can stand this kind of behavior.
So things have really gone down in your eyes from the time when you were growing up there to now?
Oh, my goodness. That's the least to say. It's unbelievable how far deep the situation has gone.
Because we used to talk about Kinshasa la Belle, Kinshasa the beautiful, and now?
Now it's Kin la Poubelle.
Kinshasa the rubbish bin.
Yeah, the rubbish bin.
Ray, we don't have very much time left, but I'd just like us to listen to an extract from another track. It's called Chimère, on which we hear the pygmy flute. You have pygmies in DRC, in parts of Cameroon, so it's a very traditional sound. Mm-hmm. Perhaps this reflects just how vast, how varied this album is. So what kind of a jazz album were you hoping to bring to the African continent, to people who may have funny ideas about what jazz is?
I wanted to bring a jazz that really grooves. Jazz musicians, they usually speak about their swing, but very often they don't groove in the modern sense. I love groove, you know. That's why I love, for example, some very simple piece from the beatbox from the young people. At least there's a sense of groove. So I wanted to make a jazzy album, but first with groove, and then to transcend the barriers between styles. Because I think that's rubbish, you know. Yeah, all those barriers that we put between jazz and rock and this and that. We have a new generation today. They can live off all those things. I'm part of that generation.
At the age of 72, I salute you. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us. Ray Lemmer.